Welcome to the Pepper News Podcast. I am Magnolia Winters, and this is the AI News Today, Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. Let's go to our first news today. Huge strides are being made in artificial intelligence, with industry insiders predicting that by 2025, nearly half of all smartphones will utilize Gen AI. Gen AI, a cutting-edge generalized intelligence technology, marks a leap from task-specific AI applications to a broader, more human-like understanding. The transition to Gen AI is expected to dramatically enhance user experiences, transforming smartphones into personal digital assistants. In this brave new world of AI, your very own smartphone may just become your closest confidant. Let's cover another news story. According to a new survey, a substantial 68% of American doctors recognize the potential benefits of generative AI in the health sector. The survey reveals that physicians are keen to leverage artificial intelligence to improve preliminary diagnosis, streamline paperwork, and personalize patient care. The statistics support the assertion that AI's ability to automate complex tasks can significantly impact the medical industry. Despite this acceptance of AI in healthcare, it's crucial to highlight the importance of addressing ethical and privacy concerns. Let's cover another news story. Privacy-focused browser Brave has introduced a new generative AI tool identified as AI Answer Engine. Using Brave's independent search index, this tool provides synthesized summaries with source citations to users' inquiries, providing real-time information from an array of sources. Unlike Google or Bing, Brave focuses on privacy-preserving features and doesn't gather user queries or form session profiles for ad retargeting. Chief of Search, Josip Pujol, assured that their AI answers are based on the results of a user's specific query rather than their profile or search history. And that's it for today. I hope you have enjoyed this brief update. I'm Magnolia Winters. Make sure to subscribe to the Pepper News Podcast and see you tomorrow for more AI news.